natural musician. He didn't play as much trumpet, I believe, technically, as many of the present-day boys, but he had that plaintive tone, and he could find the right notes, and I think Whiteman explained Bix better than anyone else ever could have. He said Bix could play more in four notes than most people could in an entire chorus, and I think that about tells you the story. Well, this particular record, Bix has played a chorus in this record that, to me, is one of the highlights of his career. It just appeals to me. Maybe that's a personal opinion. I'd like your opinion later after you hear it. And he found notes and played things in this record that I believe belong in the Immortals.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, at this particular time this was made, you boys were with Paul Whiteman, is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you just did this on the side for your own amusement, is that right?
Well, we'd get a bunch of fellows together and pick out a tune we wanted to record and run down to the studio between dates with Whiteman and use, in fact, all the boys in the Whiteman band were members of this band. That's mm-hmm. where we mm-hmm. got our men, and that's the way we made our records.
Now, there was another young fellow that was in on this session. Folks may have heard of him one time or another. I think his name was Crosby, is that right?
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. His name is Bing.
Yes, yes.
Bing and I were roommates early in his career, and I used to get Bing to come down to the record date and put in his two bits on the vocal end of these things, for which he got the same price as the rest of the boys, and I'm afraid to mention it here.
Well, on this particular platter, it featured Bix on the trumpet, as we mentioned earlier. And in addition to that, it's one of those things where the boys let their hair down and they say, they sing, and they play as they feel. And that, of course, featured Bix on the trumpet, Frankie Trombauer, not only on the saxophone, but in a vocal joining up with Bing Crosby, in which they carried along very nicely to Mississippi Mud.
Presently, up and saw it.
Well, you know I ain't heard no singing yet.
You just get a load of this on you. No, dee dee da da da.
Oh, is that it?
That's part of it. That's the prelude. Now we sing. When the sun goes down, tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud.
Oh, you mean your old Uncle Dud down on home there with his feet in the mud?
I don't mean Uncle Dud's pap and his feet's really in the mud. And what a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat their feet on the Mississippi mud. Clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow, chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet.
So you done jumped up and got me beating my feet.
If the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.